Hi, welcome to the Way to Eternal Life podcast with John Gill. Prepare your hearts and minds and be inspired as we open the Word of God today with you. Now, here is John Gill. Welcome to today's podcast. I am your host, John Gill. Let us start with prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for just being God and not man. We thank you, Lord, for how that we are starting out 2024. Lord, that we pray, Lord, we got a new lease, Lord. A new day has approached. So, Lord, we pray, Lord, you would just bless today's podcast. Let it be glorifying to you, Lord. And, Lord, whatever's accomplished, Lord, we give you the praise for our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. This is the Way to Eternal Life coming to you over all the major podcast stations. As we are starting out our new year this year, in 2024, we would like to stir up your mind and encourage you. And we have a very special guest, a very young man that has ministered to us at the mission not too long ago, and we would like to hear what thus saith the Lord. And the Lord laid a burden on his heart. So our special speaker for today is Brother Justice Hampton. We pray that this particular podcast of what the Lord laid upon his heart that day will be a blessing to you. May the Lord richly bless you as you listen to today's message.
Down through another week, Lord God, we're still here. The Bible says, all who are joined to the land of the living, there is hope. If you're not saved, there's hope for change. If you are saved, there's hope to bring your family in. So, Lord God, we pray that you would anoint this service from on high. We pray that the Holy Spirit would sing through everyone.
My God, Lord, help me, Lord God.
Preach through anyone, Lord God. We just want you to have your own divine way. We want to get out the way. We want you to step up and be the leader that we know that you can be. So, Father God, bless the service, Lord God. Save a soul, Lord God. Do whatever you want to do. Heal a body. Lord God, you can perform miracles. You can do all things. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We're going to turn the service over to Brother Joel as he ends in the singer's room and announces his life.
When the world is called up yonder, I'll be there.
portion of that song. And any of our saints from our congregation have a testimony that the Lord laid upon their hearts about James.
I'm going to thank God for salvation. I'm going to tell you what, he cleaned me up from such a horrible pit.
My Lord.
I was a horrible drunk, picking up cigarette butts from shelter to shelter, like death was just hanging upon my shoulder. Right. And I'm going to tell you what, he had mercy upon me, cleaned me up in such a way that you would never think it'd be possible. Delivered me from all sin, all worldliness, even healed me of blood clots, for which he told me if I didn't continue to take the Eliquis, that I would surely have a heart attack, a stroke, or something. But I'm going to tell you what, anybody who truly gives their life to Jesus, repents of their sins, and turns from it, and truly follows him and trusts and obeys him, there ain't nothing that he won't do for you.
Amen.
He'll take you from a life of vomit and set you upon a rock and clean you up and give you things that you thought you never would ever be able to deserve.
Amen.
Or even able to handle.
Amen.
I just want to thank God this day for being clothed and in my right mind.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you what, I ain't turning back to them.
Yes.
That horrible, obsessed love, I'm going to tell you what. Because out there, you think people love you, but they just chew you up and spit you out.
Right.
But God and the true family of God, he said, a city on a hill cannot be hid. And all men will know that you're my disciples because of your love for one another.
My Lord, my Lord,
pray
my
for
Lord.
One another, to build one another up, and to truly live for God and to glorify God with every ounce of our being, day in and day out. I give Jesus all the glory.
Amen. Any other saints that would like to give their quick testimony at this time before we...
Yeah, we fight the temptation of lust.
Anyone else? Just pray for time's sake. If not, we're going to go ahead and transition to our next song. Brother Joel and the rest of our singers come up for it.
It's a worship song, really. Well, a lot of people don't think of it that way, but it is. The call to worship. So if you flip that same piece of paper over, I'll be able to put a song for the faithful to sing. All right, let's see.
Oh,
That same joy that we experienced tonight, you can receive that as well. We're getting closer to the end of this year, and what a better way to celebrate the birth of Christ with a new life.
Amen.
The Bible says, yes. Therefore, if any man, any woman be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old life, the old things that I once did are now passed away, and behold, all things are become new. When you look at your hands, when you give your heart and life to him, when you look at your hands, it just looks brand new. When you look at your feet, it looks just brand new too. When you speak, now you, once upon a time, you used to have cuss words coming out of your mouth. Now you're singing the praises of Jesus coming. That's how you can experience this great salvation. This salvation is not some words, but it has power. It has true deliverance. Amen. When you give your life to him and you come up to an altar of prayer and you say to them, and you say to God, Lord, I'm sorry, not because that I got caught. Not because that oh, well, I'm going to be in jail somewhere or whatever, whatnot, what have you. But I'm sorry because I hurt you, God. And Lord, I want you to save me. I want you to clean me up. Lord, I don't want this life no more. If you have that mindset, if you have that mind right now, all you got to do is just say, Lord, I surrender everything to you. Yeah. Whatever you have, I don't know what's going to happen. But Lord, if I give my life to you, I know my life will never be the same. Right. So at this time, I'm going to stop preaching. Lord help me. Anyways, at this time, any of our other saints from our congregation have a brief testimony before we transition? If not, we're going to go into the Lord in prayer as the Lord laid a true burden on this particular individual's heart. And we're going to ask everybody for momentarily to please stand as we acknowledge the Lord in prayer. I'm going to ask Brother Kenyon, you mind praying for the next phase of this service?
Heavenly Father, we come before you. To be in the presence of God, dear God, we're thankful, dear God, that we can adore you, that we can praise you, dear God, with clean lips and tongues. Dear Father God, we appreciate you, dear Father God, for this portion of the service. Pray that you bless the next portion of the speaker. Pray that you give them unction, dear God. In the mind in this best way, pray that you would touch hearts, dear God, touch minds, dear Father God, Lord, soften up hearts, dear God, Lord, just do and whatever you would have, for whatever your will is, dear God, in this night, dear God, Lord, we pray that you would just bless in a mighty and special way, in Jesus' name, amen.
You may be seated. We have before you Brother Justice Hampton. The Lord laid a burden on his heart. We pray that God will truly use this young brother. He's been truly a blessing to us. And we pray that his words the Lord laid upon his heart will be a blessing to you. Take heed to what is being said tonight. Don't let it just fall on deaf ear. Because this might be your last message. This might be your last time you'll ever hear this word again. So it's best and behoove you all to please just listen to the voice of God. If God is talking to you, if God is just convicting your heart right now, then truly humble your heart and get and surrender your heart and life to him. We're gonna say just give Brother Justice your ears as he brings forth words. Let's receive him by saying amen. God bless you, brother.
Three things first that I personally appreciate, love everybody here. The congregation, Church of God Jackson, loves everybody here. Mm-hmm. And more importantly than both of those, God loves everybody here. And so much that he sent Jesus Christ to die that we would have the ability to choose to accept him. And tonight we want to persuade you, if you haven't yet, to accept Christ. We want to start off with a question. Has anybody in here ever made homemade lemonade before?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, in doing that, all you need is three ingredients. You need water, you need sugar, and you need lemons. Now, in making lemonade, almost the number one thing is you gotta have the right ratio.
My lord.
All right, so because if you means to reduce or temper the force or effectiveness of. All right, so I want to bring that to the spiritual. Christianity, in its origin and in its pureness, is very pungent. It's aggressive. It's intense.
Yes.
It's fierce and it's strong. And what the devil has attempted to do is to water down what it means to be a Christian.
My Lord, my Lord.
All right? So today we want to look through the Word of God and show what it biblically means to be a Christian. All right? And the title for today is Saving Your Life Versus Losing Your Life.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Bring it up, brother.
Matthew chapter number 16, verse 24, if you have your Bible.
Bless the Lord.
We're going to look at the conditions of true discipleship. There are a lot of people claiming to be Christians, but tonight we want to show the real conditions of true discipleship. Verse 24, if you could start reading that loudly, Brother Kenya.
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Keep reading.
For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
All right, you can stop right there. Verse 24 says, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. What it means to deny is to disown or to refuse to acknowledge as one's personal possession. All right, so the first thing that must take place if you want to be a Bible Christian is you must disown your personal desires for your life. Secondly, you must take up your cross. That means to endure whatever pain, persecution, hardship, or burden in following Christ.
My Lord.
You must endure that with patience and with the right attitude.
My Lord, my Lord.
All right? And lastly, you must follow me. There was a man named Charles Monroe Sheldon, and his father was a minister in the Congregationalist movement. And eventually he went to seminary and became a pastor. And to grow the congregation, he started a very attractive sermon series on Sunday evenings. And for a couple of months, he would keep using this phrase. And this phrase was, what would Jesus do? He kept repeating it all throughout his stories that he was preaching in the Sunday evening sermon series. Now, there was a publisher in Chicago that would take his messages and put them into weekly editions. And eventually, they made a book titled In His Steps, compiling all these things. So if you really want to be a Christian, everything that you do 100% of the time, you must think, would Jesus do this? That's what following me looks like. Following
on,
in
brother.
His footsteps.
Come on, brother. Come
a lot
on.
Of people say, think Christianity is just passive and just, you know, so you do what you want. But you must follow in his footsteps 100% of the time. You're going to be a Bible Christian.
My Lord.
All right, so 1 Peter 1, verse 21. What does in his steps look like?
Lord help. Bless the Lord.
All right, 1 Peter 1, verse 21. 2 verse 21 through 23. Most Christians say that we should live in his steps some of the time. You know, as much as you can. Few people are saying 100% of the time, live in his steps. Read it.
For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin.
All right, the first thing in his steps, who did no sin.
That's right.
All
right,
agreed?
Neither was guile found in his mouth,
mm-hmm.
who, when he reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously.
Okay, you can stop right there. The first thing, if anybody here wants to follow Christ, babe, you must give up all sin. All right? You must give up all sin. And then I have three scriptures here. I want different people to get them. Ben, could you grab 1 Corinthians 15:34? Could you grab John 5:14?
Gotcha.
And then Titus 2:11. The first thing, you must understand that we have to give up all sin if we want to be a biblical Christian.
Yeah.
So you want to start with 1 Corinthians?
Awake to righteousness and sin not.
Awake to righteousness and sin not. Go ahead.
John 5:14.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more.
All right.
He said, worst thing, come unto thee.
Now, would Jesus have commanded her to do something that was impossible?
Mm-hmm. All right.
If he told her to go and sin no more, that experience is accessible. All right. Titus 2:11. You want to inspire your faith. So many people are telling you, you can't do this. You can't do this, but you can. The Bible right. clearly says it. Titus 2:11.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men,
mm-hmm.
teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
That's good. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, living in his steps 100% of the time. Now we want to look into saving your life versus losing your life a little bit shortly. Matthew, you can go back to Matthew 16:25.
Less more.
I'm going to look at what does this actually mean. Can you read that?
For whosoever will save his life shall lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
All right. So, if you save your life on earth, you'll lose your life in eternity. All right? And now, if you lose your life on earth, you will gain life in eternity. In Luke 17, it talks about how in the last days, it'll be as the days of Noah. And it describes how people were given in marriage, given in eating and drinking, and just given themselves to whatever they desired to do, whatever their senses and whatever they personally wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So saving your life means spending your life with the intention to gratifying your body, your sinful desires, acting as the dominating factor in your life,
yes.
living according to your passions, your urges, living as the boss or head of your life,
yeah.
and taking matters into your own head.
My Lord.
Most Christians are involving themselves in some of those things that I just named. And I want to encourage somebody here tonight, if you haven't yet, I guarantee you, not only in eternity will you be happy you made that decision, but even here on earth, you'll have a better life. If only
Amen.
You would lose your life.
Amen.
If you would let it go, if you would just get out of the driver's seat and allow him to take the wheel completely. All right, so you may say, Brother Justice, how do I get out of this position? I admit, I've been saving my life. I've been living in pleasure. I've been doing what I want to do. Well, you must lose your life. All right? And how you do that is you must tell God. It takes two things. It takes repentance
mm-hmm.
and it takes faith.
Mm-hmm.
Repentance towards God. You got to say, God, I'm sorry for every single sin that I've committed in my life. I acknowledge that what I've been doing, it's been hurting you personally.
Yes.
And I have faith in Jesus Christ that he is the atoning sacrifice for my sin. And from this day, I will not save my life. I will not live as the head of my life, as just do what I want to do, but I'm rather going to take up my cross. I'm going to deny myself, and I'm going to follow him completely. Mm-hmm. All right? 2 Corinthians 5:17, I'll quote it. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away,
amen,
and behold, all things are become new.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you decide to make this decision tonight, I won't guarantee you that every day will be sunshine and bliss externally, but I guarantee you that you will have more fun, you will experience more peace, you will experience more purpose.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
If only tonight,
amen,
you would lose your life completely. If you're holding on to anything, I don't care if it's just a little thing, you haven't lost your life. You're still saving your life to a little bit.
Wow.
And tonight, if you haven't completely lost your life, I want to invite you to partake in this glorious experience.
Yes.
Following Christ is the best life.
Yeah.
Following Christ is the best life. The scripture says that, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Tonight, if you feel that, if you feel the burden of sin on you tonight, if you've been violating your conscience, if you're holding people in your heart, tonight that can be lifted off you if you would just repent. If you would just lose your life tonight. Please,
my Lord.
Please, please lose your life. Lastly, I want to blow a note of warning. Matthew 16:26 says, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I don't care what it is tonight that you're holding on to. It is not worth it. I guarantee you that if you happen to leave this world and you didn't lose your life, you're going to regret that decision for all eternity.
My Lord.
So I urge you, there's only two places we're going.
That's right.
If the scripture says it is appointed unto man once to die and after this to judgment.
Amen.
There's two categories. If you choose to save your life, you cannot go where Christ is. But if you choose to lose your life, you'll spend eternity with him. All right? So we want to encourage you, friend, if you haven't already, lose your life. Lose your life. I don't care what it is that you're holding on to. Lose your life.
Mm-hmm.
Come to Christ. It will be worth it. Not just in eternity, but even here. Even the moment you get up off your knees, I mean, it's going to be a totally better life. So please, please, please lose your life. And not just I want to encourage you to an experience that's not just nominal Christianity,
yes,
but a real experience disowning self and making Christ the head of your life, making his teachings, his doctrine, what you live by. So you got to lose your life. So I want to encourage you to that tonight.
Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. Check out our website at www.waytoeternallife.net. Also, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at jgill@waytoeternallife.net. Once again, that's jgill@waytoeternallife.net. Or for prayer or wanting to be saved. Phone or text message us at area code 269-888-
3255. As we bring this podcast episode to a close, we would like to leave these closing thoughts with you. Here is John Gill with the final thoughts. What a sober thought. Lose your life to gain a new life. And when he was talking there, you know, the word Christianity is so loose nowadays. Everybody always say, I'm a Christian. But then regularly doing the things of the world. Well, how can you do? How can you say you love me and you're doing the things that everybody else is doing? That is not Christianity. And Christ did not come here for that either. Christ came to give us new life and new life in Him.
Yes.
And so, if you want a new life in Him, if you want to lose yourself, it's all about a good surrender. And we talked about, and I know you hear this a lot, let go and let God, but you know what? That's just not just words. What that means is that you let go of you. Whatever, something that's holding you back. What is the stone that's actually holding you back from giving your whole life to Him? What is it that is truly holding you back? You know that you've heard the word tonight. You heard some of the testimonies tonight. You probably heard others from other places saying the same thing. But what is the one thing that's honestly holding you back from truly, fully surrendering to Him? We talk about that there is power tonight. There is true power right here in this place, right here and now. We're not here for nothing. You're not here by chance. God designed it that you be here so you can hear the words. You can hear the true message of hope. Because when you're out there and sick, you don't have no hope. But when you come to Christ and Christ gives you that new life, now you got more hope. Now you got peace down in your soul. Don't you want that peace that passes beyond reasoning? Or are you willing to be satisfied with where you're currently at right now? Some in here are battling with suicide. Some are battling with other things, drug addictions and everything else. But you can get true deliverance right here, right now. All you got to do is take one step to Jesus, not to AA, not to other programs. Some programs give you a temporary pacify, but it never satisfies what the real issue truly is. Whatever your issue is, God says, give it to me. I'm right here, right now. But who wants me? I'm here with open arms. I want to work with you. The pool, the water is being troubled. When the water is troubled, that's when God wants to work in your life. And are you willing, while the water is being troubled right now, the water, this could be your last time that you'll ever hear this message ever again. But if God gives you a chance right here and now, in 2023, you can make a new start right now. Going into 2024 with a brand new life in Christ. What a better way, my friend, to enjoy the celebration of Christ's birth with a new life in Him. That is the best gift that you could ever receive. It's a new life in Christ.
Yes.
So having said all of that, we'd like to invite you to an altar of prayer. Those that truly want this freedom that we are talking about, those that want to say, I'm willing to let go, I'm ready to surrender all. It's only going to be for this season, whatever that season is. Don't walk away from it. Because you could be a better man. God wants to make you a better man. God wants to make you a better woman. God wants to make you a better mother, a better father.
Amen.
It only happens when you give your life to Him. You don't know what God has truly in store for you. I'm not saying that everything's going to be a flower bed of ease. I'm not saying it ain't going to be hard.
But he says that my yoke is easy and my true burden is light.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
He's reaching out to you. Who's willing to take him by the hand? Shall we stand? God is talking. If the Lord is talking to you tonight, I invite you to meet me right here at this altar. If God's talking to you, you know God's been dealing with you. You know God has been talking to you. You know you want a new life. You know you want hope. You know you want true freedom. You tried everything else. You know you tried everything else. You tried this thing. You tried this program. You tried that program. You tried smoking it out. You tried drinking it out. You tried doing other things that you know you're not supposed to be doing, but you did it anyways because you just want that satisfaction. Who's willingly to let it go tonight? Is there anyone else? Anyone? Don't hesitate. Don't try to figure things out. Let God figure that out for you. Don't try to figure it out. All he's saying is that, will you just let it go? Let whatever it is that you're truly dealing with, just let that part go. Anyone else? The water's being troubled. The water's being troubled as we speak. Don't let that distract you. God is talking to you right now. The water is being troubled. Who's willing to truly surrender to him? Pray, saints. God's talking right now. I know that there's power in here. There is true power. There's true deliverance. God is talking. God has been talking to you. God, you may not know what that was, but that still small voice is saying, let me in. I can change you. I can rearrange you. What's holding you back? Why not give that up to him? The more you hold back, God will hold back on you. While God is saying right here, he's standing right here with his arms open wide. He's talking. Anyone else? Jesus, this is my help. Anyone else? If those that want prayer, you can simply raise your hand and say, I'm not ready yet, but I hear what you're saying, but I'm not ready yet, but you pray for me that I get a mind to want to be with him. Is there anyone else? If you want prayer, you can just slip your hand up while... Maybe you're too scared, I don't know. But whatever it is, God is talking to you.
Jesus Christ.
God is dealing with you. I don't know why I'm still saying this, but there's some that's just on that fence. That's just right there on that fence. But just don't want to, I hear you, but I just don't want to just launch out.
She's on her knees.
It's a pressing way. You got to press to get you what you need.
And break the chains of sin, Lord God. Loose Mackenzie in a special way.
Anyone else? Anyone?
Offer a prayer and say, this is
God is talking to you right now.
Now a child of God.
God is talking to you.
You pray for rebuke against the enemy.
The inspiration is here tonight.
You pray for rebuke against fear, Lord God.
The inspiration is here.
You created her for your glory. You created her to be a child of God. So
inspiration is here.
Come and save her soul.
God is talking.
May she never be the same.
God is talking.
Well, God, she's sorry for what she's done. She's torn up by it, Lord God. She's asking for your forgiveness. She's asking for your mercy.
Anybody? Not one prayer.
Angel right now.
anybody that wants prayer, get you right here. If you want prayer, come on up here. If you want true prayer life, come on up here.
I'll never turn back to sin.
Don't waste, don't hesitate.
I'll never turn back to sin. I am committed to you, Jesus, the rest of my day. He's going to fill you with happiness. He's going to fill you with love. He's going to fill you with joy with Jesus. He's going to give you strength to be able to resist those temptations from this day forward. When your enemy comes, you're going to have a band of saints around you. That's going to
be able to fill you. That's going to be able to fast.
In Jesus Christ's name, we're going to pray for a witness, Lord God.
Yes,
Lord. We thank you for the work you've done, Lord God. She said she's done, she's over, she's done with you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you for peace and hope, Lord God. Confirm the work you've done inside our heart, Lord God.
God is talking.
In Jesus Christ's name.
God wants the truth to know. God is talking. He's yet still talking. But Justice, you mind coming up here and offering up prayer for us?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for this evening. Thank you, Lord, foremost for saving us, Lord, from sin. Lord, tonight we would not be here. We would not be able to be in this position tonight if it wasn't for you. We want to say thank you. We praise you. We extol you. Praise you tonight, Lord, for what you've done for us. Father, we pray for every unsaved soul that is in this building. Lord, that you would continue to move, Lord, on each one. Lord, that they would, Lord, bow at the altar of prayer, maybe on their own time, dear Father, on their bedside or wherever, Lord, and come to you completely, Lord. May you build them up, dear Father. Continue to move on every soul that is not saved in this building, dear God. Have your way, Lord. Bless us. Help us, Lord, as we continue and go our separate ways, Lord. May the fruit of this, dear God, go forth, Lord, beyond what we can imagine. Just have your way. Thank you for this amazing service. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless tonight, Lord. Amen.
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 You are the same, Lord.
Family's got your lunches, everybody.
We hope to, Lord willing, see you next time as we open the Word of God with you once again on your favorite podcast station. And always remember, Jesus is the way to eternal life. May God bless you.